Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
Today we're going to talk about impulse shopping. What is impulse shopping? Imagine you're out there in a store and you're super hungry. You did all the groceries you're supposed to do, and then on the way out, you saw the candy aisle and you started grabbing a bunch of them because you're crazy hungry. You love that hazelnuts and chocolate covered hazelnuts, and your mouth is watering and you grab a bunch of them. You took a bunch of chips that you were not supposed to buy and all kinds of other crazy stuff. Maybe you bought ice cream. Why? Because you fell prey to impulse buying. You just bought something that was an unplanned purchase. It was not on your shopping list. Much worse, it was not even supposed to be on your shopping list. You were not supposed to buy it, but you did buy it. That is called impulse shopping. And by the way, don't feel bad about it. There are several high-paid MBAs sitting in these consumer products companies that are researching. Yeah, I know, it's sad. How you that are 300 or 400 pounds and loves potato chips and trying to stay away from that, they want you to fall prey for this impulse shopping. I know it's sad, but that's the truth. But and more benign ones are things that you might fall prey for in a clothing shop. You go there and there are scarves on sale. You can buy 3 for $2 and the lowest priced item is free, or some complicated thing. It kind of, you know, you have to shop for multiple things and it takes a lot of effort, and buying 3-4 items together for a complex sounding deal, which sounds kind of good, right? Buy the first one and your second one is half off. So that means you get first one for $100, second one for $50, together for $150, divided by 2 is $75. It's 25% off. But why don't they say 25% off? So these are all the tricks that the retailers have figured out over time to make it complicated enough to directly appeal to your reptilian brain that you want to buy that thing. That is called impulse shopping. Now, is impulse shopping bad? That is a more important question. So what is the big deal about all of this, Kant? I do impulse shopping all the time. So why are you getting all worked up about it? No, maybe I'm not getting worked up about it. Is impulse shopping bad? Maybe, maybe not. Check your checkbook. Are you overspending because of impulse shopping? Oh, $100, $200 extra per month? And you cannot afford that? Okay, then impulse shopping is bad for you. Oh, you're trying to control your sugar level? You're pre-diabetic or borderline diabetic or already diabetic, and you're trying to control that level and you're buying a lot of carbs and a lot of sugars because of your impulse buying. My friend, impulse buying is bad for you.
Hey, are you in your 20s looking for the breakthrough in your career or finances or a side hustle but unsure of the starting point? If so, we have good news for you. For a limited time only, we're offering a free one-on-one 30-minute call with our mentor to discuss your dreams, goals, and ambitions, and discover a way to begin your success journey. Book your free call now at http://bit.do/bookmymentor.
So we cannot in vacuum say whether impulse buying is good or bad. If it is small enough for you, it is not hurting you in any way, and you want to indulge yourself, go for it. But if it is negatively hurting you, negatively affecting you, financially, health-wise, and relationally, or whatever else, then you have to take your highlighter and highlight this habit. This is an important thing. This is hurting you. We need to address that. Okay? So how do we address impulse shopping? What are the various levels of addressing? Well, first is just highlighting that you're falling prey to impulse shopping. And the weakest way of addressing impulse buying is make a list, shopping list. And if you're husband and wife, or you can take a running buddy with you, a friend who's a little bit more disciplined than you are, and you kind of go together. The more disciplined person should be having the money or the credit card to spend. Now what happens is You have the shopping list, they have the credit card, and between the two of you, you stick to spending only on the items on your shopping list. Right? You say, oh my God, don't make shopping so complicated. I wanted to just do it by myself. Well, then see if you can heighten the awareness and see if you can do this by yourself. Willpower to stick to your shopping list is very unlikely to work. That's why I call this the weakest way of addressing impulse buying. What is a second better way of doing it? A slightly better way of doing it is don't carry credit cards, only carry cash. And my wife Shaku and I would do this years ago when we really had to control our spending. We had gotten ourselves, due to businesses and other things, into a situation where we had to really be careful about where every dollar went. So we lived on cash. We stopped credit cards, we lived on cash. We used the famous envelope method. We had an envelope for eating out restaurants. We had an envelope for groceries, an envelope for having fun items like movies. Each one of them had an envelope. We even had an envelope for giving or charities or tips or whatever else. And at the beginning of the month, Shaku would go out, go to the bank, withdraw money, and put the allocated amounts, $100 into this, $200 into that, $350 into this, would go into each of those envelopes, and we both would withdraw money from our envelopes to spend money in that category. That's it. If the $100 for the month that we had allocated to the restaurants was over, no more eating out. Simple. So this was much simpler than complex budgeting systems. The reason complex budgeting systems do not work is because you have 15, 20 categories, but your brain will remember only three. Oh, I know how much I should spend on movies. I know how much to spend on groceries, and I know how much to spend on gas. That's it. You will not remember anything else. But because you're trying to remember 15 to 20 things, maybe you won't even remember those three things. That's why I highly recommend the envelope method as a much better budgeting method and system than your traditional complicated spreadsheet with all the beautifully colored, you know, columns and rows and all of that. That doesn't work. Simply does not work. We tried it. It's not made for human brain. It just makes you feel good on the day you do it, and typically on December 31st or January 1st, but you'll never open it again. Okay? So that brings me to the final one. So if you really, really, really want to apply your brakes on your impulse spending, then you want to do more. You want to Google for commitment devices. You want to take your credit cards and freeze them in the middle of a block of ice. So you want to buy something, you have to come back home, take the block of ice, set it on the table, and you literally have to sit and wait for 6, 7, 8 hours and cool down while the block of ice warms up and melts, and your credit card finally comes into your hand that you can now take and spend that extra $150 to buy something that you were not planning to spend. Okay? Hopefully your brain has cooled down enough that your logical, rational thinking prevails and overrules your irrational impulse buying. Hope that helps. As always, use our audios as workshops and listen to them. Take notes, write down areas where you can apply these, and then figure out ways it can become a part of your life, because these are meant to improve your life. And if you have questions, send them to us, info@thementorshipprogram.co. And as always, rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Google and share it with your friends. Thank you, my friend.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us, and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.